This is WBFO. Good morning. I'm Bert Gambini. It's 6:33, 51 degrees in Buffalo. The president of the Hauptmann Woodward Medical Research Institute died yesterday. Dr. Herbert Hauptmann was Buffalo's only Nobel laureate. He was 94 years old. WBFO's Eileen Buckley spoke with Dr. Hauptmann in 2007, just a few days before his 90th birthday, and this morning we present that conversation.
Dr. Hauptmann is a world-renowned mathematician. He won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1985 while working in Buffalo. Hauptmann's development of a mathematical method changed the field of chemistry in the research of molecular structures of crystallized materials. His research has helped in the understanding of diseases and led to the design of many new drugs.
Why did you come to Buffalo? How did you end up here in Buffalo, New York?
Why did I come to Buffalo? That was now 1970, 37 years ago. I came to Buffalo because my job at the Naval Research Lab, which I had for 23 years, was coming to a logical end. But about that time, some congressman, I've forgotten his name now, decided that the Navy, in particular the Naval Research Lab, was supporting scientists to do their research on problems which had no relevance to naval mission at all. And so they decided the time had come to shift emphasis, and they didn't like, although my work was good and there was never any complaint about that, they decided the work I was doing had no connection with naval problems, and therefore the time had come for me to shift emphasis, which I didn't like to do, was the development of laser-guided missiles. And I was philosophically opposed to this. In fact, I had always been very critical, and now the time of truth had arrived, I'd always been very critical of those scientists who were using their brains to develop better and better ways to kill people, and I had vowed silently that I would never do that.
On February 14th, you will be turning 90.
90, that's right.
What is your secret to good health? You work every day.
Well, I don't have a secret. I'm not sure that I have a secret. From the moment that I could remember, which was way back when I was just a kid, certainly before I was 10, I was interested in mathematics and science, and I've maintained that interest ever since. Now, this is an area where you have to use your brains. There's no doubt about that. And I've done that for the last almost 90 years now.
You also, though, exercise and keep in good shape. You swim every day?
Well, we don't swim every day. I've been trying to swim every weekday ever since we came to Buffalo, which is now some 37 years or so ago. And for the most part of that time, I've been managing to swim certainly four or five times a week. In recent months, I would say, we've cut back. And I persuaded my wife to go along with that, and she comes with me. I think on average we manage maybe to swim 3 or 4 days a week.
Did you ever consider retiring?
No, I don't think. Well, I never considered retiring. I come to work. I work every day. And when I'm not working here, I'm working at home. To me, it's just unthinkable. And, of course, the only work that I've ever really wanted to do, although I like teaching also, but teaching is not as important for me as doing scientific research, working on problems. I hope to continue that. It may be that I'm in a rut, I suppose.
What are you working on right now? I understand you just received a new grant, so yes. You're busy working again at the age of 90.
Yes. Well, that grant is particularly satisfying to me because it marks a new direction. For all these years, 30-odd years or more, I've been working on the problem, the phase problem of X-ray crystallography.
Did you ever envision that you would be sitting in this Hauptmann Woodward building?
Never in a million years would I have thought of this as possible. Coming here in 1970, people that I met here, these scientists who were here at our institute, and we worked together so well, and it was just turned out to be a perfect kind of synergism, I would say.
You've already left a wonderful and tremendous mark on Buffalo with your achievements, and you have a legacy already. How do you want to be remembered, though, someday here in Buffalo, New York?
Well, I would like to be remembered as believing that that science is one of the most important activities which humans can be involved in.
It's been a pleasure. Happy birthday. Many more to you.
Thank you very much, Eileen.